Lobos here again, mayor of Dog Cruces. You know, I was sitting thinking about what I was going to do my next podcast about. And lo and behold, I get a call from Dr. Beth about yet another abandoned pet up at the Animal Services Center. Now, before you guys all get on me about breed-specific stuff, you do need to know that I have a very special place in my heart for golden retrievers. We have three at home now. I've had many in the past. And so I am one of the official pickup people for Golden Rescue out of El Paso that also handles our area here in Las Cruces. I go pick them up at the shelter when people abandon them. And so recently I got a call, like I said, from Dr. Beth, and she said, well, you need to come up to the shelter and see what we have again. And made my way up there, and there you go. There's a golden retriever that someone has abandoned. You know, I've picked them up, you know, from people that they were too old and they wanted them put to sleep because they were ready to get a new dog, or, you know, that it was sick and they didn't want to pay to get it fixed. And you name the excuse, and people seem to have it for dumping animals up there. Not just golden retrievers, any animal up there. And so, got my bag of treats, got that golden loader in my car, and off we went to make an exchange to a foster home where she could stay. You know, and it just makes me think that I guess I just don't fathom how this is done. You know, how people can spend the better part of an animal's life together, you know, years, 5, 10 years sometimes, and then so quickly can just dismiss it all and let them go to the shelter with instructions often to put them to sleep. And luckily, Dr. Beth still sees that they have a lot of life and potential left in them. And I think this is the case with many dogs, not just golden retrievers. And so, you know, I thought, you know what, we need to talk about this a little bit. We need to talk about pet responsibility. And I know that it, you know, it's talked about a lot. But people need to really take that responsibility when they get that first animal. You know, I remember back to our first golden, which we got when we lived in Denver up at the Dumb Friends League. And she was a golden that was about 8 months old that a pup family had dumped it at the shelter because they said she was too rambunctious for their kids. Well, of course she's rambunctious. She's a golden retriever. And what do you think's going to happen? Well, pretty much what do you think is going to happen with any puppy at that age? They're going to be rambunctious. Weren't willing to put in the time that was necessary, the training. And so, of course, their answer was to just dump this dog at the shelter and let it be someone else's problem. Well, Zimba, as we came to name her, went on to be a great dog for us. We loved her very much. She was a good dog. And, you know, we went through hard times as well. Back then, we were struggling with places we lived and apartments and things like that. But we always made sure that wherever we went, Zimba went with us. And when we were looking for apartments, if they didn't take dogs, well, then we went on somewhere else. So, you know, there's a responsibility involved with owning them. And I think today, many people just don't see that. They see like, oh, I got to have a puppy. Oh, let's get the kids a puppy. Let's do this. Let's do that. Without looking at the reality of what the next 10 years are like. You also have to look at the expense. You know, owning a pet is not something that's inexpensive. And it's something that, you know, for years to come, you're going to be paying for sometimes more than you realize. And I think we need to take all that into consideration. And it falls upon us as responsible pet owners that when you see other people getting into this situation, you need to voice your opinion. Now, most of the time, it's probably not going to work. But at least we can start trying to make a difference. And if we can get to one or two people and make them understand the consequences of their actions, then maybe we can start making a difference. Because honestly, it's a scary thought of how many people just dump their pets, or, oh, you know what, I'm going to have to move to a new apartment and they don't take pets. Well, then you know what? You find an apartment that does take pets. You go the extra steps that are necessary. And sometimes that means a little sacrifice on your part. But that's what it takes. That's what the responsibility of owning a pet is. And so, you know, I could probably go on and on about this realistically, but I won't. And, you know, I think that on my next podcast, I really am going to try and sit down with maybe either Michelle or Dr. Beth at Animal Services Center, or Michelle over at APA. And there's got to be some ways that we can start really getting this out and maybe nipping this in the bud a lot sooner so that we don't have these animals just showing up at the shelter because people are lazy and people are not willing to take that responsibility that is necessary. Well, that's my soapbox for the week. I've got to come up with a better, maybe I'll come up with a lively topic too coming up here soon. That'll be the more fun. Dog training or treats or, ooh, football season's around the corner. Maybe we need to interview Striking the Wonder Dog and his little partner in crime, the new little wave. But we'll see. We'll see what comes up next, and we'll talk to you soon.